CA Democrat Representative Dave Minn makes false claims about radical right violence after Charlie Kirk's assassination. By Amy Furr on September 13, 2025. Representative Dave Minn, DCA, claimed on Friday there was toxic violence coming from the radical right after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Minn also claimed the suspect, who has been identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, belonged to the Make America Great Again, MAGA, movement. The Democrat wrote in a social media post, "Now that the Charlie Kirk assassin has been identified as MAGA, I'm sure Donald Trump, Elon Musk and all the insane GOP politicians who called for retribution against the radical left will now shift their focus to stopping the toxic violence of the radical right." Minnick got major pushback for his claims, one person writing, "I would say this is unbelievable, but Democrats have proven time and again that they will do and say anything, from assassinations to nonsensical lies like this. Patently false. Nice try," another user commented. Meanwhile, National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman Christian Martinez told Breitbart News that Minn was spewing lies. "Unhinged conspiracy theorist Dave Minn is spewing lies and exploiting a tragedy to score cheap political points," Martinez stated. "Besides being a drunk, Minn is reckless, disgraceful, and a pathetic excuse for a congressman who will say anything to distract from his own failures. Californians deserve better." Star Trek actor George Takei has also pushed misinformation that Kirk's alleged assassin was motivated by right-wing views, according to Breitbart News. The alleged shooter was reportedly described by a high school friend as being pretty left on everything, even though his family were very hard Republican, Breitbart News reported. The individual also claimed that during sophomore year, Robinson's views became more extreme and he would always just be ranting and arguing about them. Breitbart News reported on Friday, one of the inscriptions on an ammunition casing of alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson is a clear reference to the song Bella Ciao, which is idolized in Antifa circles. In a statement following Kirk's murder, President Donald Trump, who survived two attempted assassinations in 2024, said on Wednesday, "It's long past time for all Americans in the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree, day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible. For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans, like Charlie, to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we are seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now." Kirk was fatally shot on Wednesday while speaking at Utah Valley University. His assassination shocked millions of people around the world who are now mourning the loss of a free speech champion, while some leftists celebrated.